It's time for Brewin' and Groovin' with Bae. What's up, everyone? It's your rat idol, Bells Haycuss from Hololive English Council. Hi, welcome to my new podcast, question mark, segment, Spotify something. This is my new music and talk segment called Brewin' and Groovin' with Bae, where we get to talk about all my music endeavors, whether it be original music, whether it be covers, anything related to music. This is where we can kind of, you know, break things down, talk about processes, brainstorming, ideas, whatever it is, anything related to me creating music, while we sip on coffee, because when am I never sipping on coffee? Yeah, insert sip here. Oh, sorry about that ASMR portion right there. Speaking of ASMR, this is Podcast Bae. This is my Podcast Bae voice. Do you find it relaxing? A lot of you might not be used to such a calmed and chilled rat. But yeah, it's Podcast Bae. You feeling relaxed? I feel like I personally have like a really distinct idea of what a podcast voice sounds like, and I'm really trying to embody that right now. So yeah, grab yourself a drink, grab yourself a snack. We're going to be talking about music. So if you're ready, let's get started. Now, for our very first quote-unquote music talk, we got to start with my very first original song that I ever created, Play Dice. Let's give a moment for Play Dice. Round of applause for Play Dice. My baby. When I think about Play Dice, so many emotions come up. For those who don't know, Play Dice is my very first original song that I ever created. It was released in 2022. Oh my goodness, 2022? It's been over a year. It was released for my birthday last year. And it's been over a year now and I still love it. As I said, it is my baby. And I wanted to kind of talk about, you know, the process of creating Play Dice and kind of breaking down the details of creating the song, coming up with the idea of the song, brainstorming the song, and then how it became the masterpiece that it is. So first, I guess we should talk about kind of how I came up with the idea of the song, my thoughts when creating my very first original song. So the brainstorming for Play Dice, I think, started around 4 to 6 months before the song was actually released. So it took around 4 to 6 months from beginning to end, which I think is a pretty standard time, in my opinion, for creating original music, in my experience anyway. And it was such a big learning experience for me because it was the first time I'd ever created original music, first time I'd ever worked with Camellia, amazing producer who produced the song for me, and it was such an amazing experience. I guess before Play Dice even became a thing, my original idea was I wanted to create an original song that represented who I was as a streamer, who I was as an entertainer, and I just wanted to create like a fun song. Hopefully that is what people feel when they listen to Play Dice. I really do hope that it is a fun song, that it gets people excited, but originally that is the kind of song that I wanted. I kind of actually strayed between wanting to create just a fun, lighthearted song and more of a, I would say, lore-intensive song with like a story and things like that. I'm very happy that it turned out the way that it did. And I really, really like how the song represents me as a streamer and my personality and all of that, while also having kind of like a deeper meaning as well. So, oh goodness, it's been over like a year and I'm trying to remember all the details. Although it did take 4 to 6 months, I kind of feel like time just flew by when I was actually in the process of creating the song. The lyrics were done by both Camellia and I. We co-wrote the song together, and I really, really wanted to be part of the process of creating the lyrics along with Camellia, because for my first original song, there were certain things that I really wanted to get across. At the end of the day, the main theme that I'd come up with, or the main idea of the song that I really wanted to get across, was being free. When I create original music, I find it easiest to always have some buzzwords that I want the song to incorporate or to embody. And for Play Dice, a lot of the words were freedom, fun, expression, self-confidence, ambition. And when I was thinking of lyrics for the song, I had to take those in mind because I really wanted the song to embody all of those things. But freedom was a really, really big one. For me, being able to create original music is an absolute dream. But more importantly, being able to do what I do is a dream, because I feel so free. And I think the song embodies that pretty well. It's quite free in terms of not only the lyrics, but if you know Camellia as a producer, the song goes hard. And it's quite free when it comes to whether it be freedom of beats, you know, freedom of tempo, freedom of style. So I think it embodies freedom really, really, really well. The title. How did we come up with Play Dice? I think Camellia came up with Play Dice. I wanted it to be linked to a motif, and I wanted a title that was catchy, that, you know, people would remember. And I think he came up with Play Dice, and I was like, that fits really, really well. And then from there, more lyrics, you know, lyrics kind of wrote themselves, I guess. Another thing that I take into consideration when it comes to creating original music is the language. For my very first original song, I wanted it to be mainly in English, but also have certain sections of Japanese, just because Japanese culture, Japanese music has had such a big impact on me, and is a source of a lot of my inspiration when it comes to music. So I did want there to be Japanese sections in the song. So for Play Dice, there were two Japanese rap sections with a couple of lines scattered here and there in the chorus as well. And I think that was a perfect balance that I wanted in the song. I remember when I first heard the demo track for Play Dice, I was absolutely blown away. It was amazing. It was so much fun. And I really, really liked the song as soon as I heard it. When it came to recording the song, I think I have never had that much fun recording a song ever. I would record, and mind you, I recorded by myself in an empty studio, and I just remember dancing every single time I finished a take. And I think that's how you know you really enjoyed recording, or you had a successful recording session, is when you can jam out to your own music. That was really fun. I'll never forget that moment of replaying the takes and just absolutely going crazy in the studio by myself. So that's just some of the background of Play Dice and brainstorming. So I hope you enjoy the song. For those who have listened to the song and who enjoy it a lot, I just wanted to say thank you. For those who have not yet heard it, here's your chance. This is my first original song, Play Dice. Enjoy. And that was Play Dice. Stemming from Play Dice, we have to talk about Play Dice, the Teddy Lloyd rearrangement version. This rearrangement was produced by the amazing Teddy Lloyd, and it kind of was like a passion project for me. I've always, always loved, you know, rearrangements of certain songs where different producers, different DJs would add their own little twist to a song. Now, I think if you were to categorize Play Dice in just one category, it's impossible because I don't think it fits under one category. But if you're thinking about it in a more generalized sense, I guess you can say Play Dice is more of a jazzy, upbeat kind of song. But I really wanted to see what it would be like if we made kind of like a hip-hop rendition of it, and made it more funky, something that would fit kind of like a live performance version of the song. And I reached out to Teddy Lloyd because I'm a big fan of his work, and I gave a lot of examples of certain remixes that I really liked, and I told Teddy Lloyd that I wanted a rearrangement of a song, of my song, that I could create some really banger choreo to. It was my dream, or is my dream, to be able to perform Play Dice, the Teddy Lloyd rearrangement, one day on a 3D stage with my own choreo. And I love how the rearrangement turned out. It has so many funky beats that I think will result in really cool choreography. And my favorite part of the rearrangement is this little section where Teddy Lloyd added, and it is just instrumental. It's not in the original song, it's like a new added little section, and I specifically requested that to add new special choreography, so it's kind of like a dance break in the song. And I'm really excited to perform it for you guys one day, fingers crossed. But when that day comes, the song will be ready. So, for those who haven't heard the Play Dice Teddy Lloyd rearrangement, here it is. Enjoy. And that was Play Dice, the Teddy Lloyd rearrangement. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Now, moving on to my other music endeavors. For those who are familiar with the music that I release, you would know that I release a lot of covers. And I'm not slowing down. There's still a lot more to come. And I hope you guys are excited. Now, producing covers is one of my greatest pleasures in life, as well as creating original music. But I love producing covers because they really allow me to expand on my creativity, reimagine certain songs or that already exist, reimagine songs that I grew up with that I love, and kind of recreate them in a new way, whether it comes to recording them differently, singing them differently, or being able to create a new visual that goes with it. So I really, really enjoy making covers, which is why I try to do as many as I can. Now, out of the ones that I have done, I think the ones that stick out to me most would be the second cover that I released, which was Honto no Oto by Kokia, and also Blooming in the Mud, which was a duet cover that I did with my senpai, Tokoyami Toa-sama. So let's start with the Kokia cover. Kokia has always been a singer that I look up to immensely. I've always been a fan of her singing. I think she's absolutely cracked. Her range is out of this world. It should be illegal. It is so good. And I've just never heard a singer be able to do the things that she does with her voice. If you listen to her different songs. She sounds different, like a completely different person, depending on how she plays with her voice, how she wants her voice to sound and to fit a certain song. And I remember listening to Honto no Oto for the very first time, and I think I cried. The song itself is very meaningful to me. For those who don't know, I highly recommend you search up the lyrics. I feel like the lyrics are so inspirational and they really spoke to me personally. And I really, really, really wanted to cover it and do it justice because, you know, such a special song to me. It was so hard recording the song. I mean, I had listened to it a lot, so I was very familiar with like the melody and things like that. But when it comes to recording covers or just recording music, I always find that there are two parts to recording a song well. The first part is obviously getting the basics down, being able to hit the notes, you know, carrying your pitch well, being stable, all the things that are necessary in obviously recording a song. But the second part is being able to express the emotion properly in a song. That's kind of the second part that I feel does play into recording. And I really enjoy, is that weird? I really enjoy that second part of recording songs or singing because it is a form of self-expression. And I just remember being overcome with so much just passion when I was recording Honto no Oto. And I hope that comes across for those who listen to it as well. It was such a special song for me to cover, and I'm really, really glad that people like it. If you haven't, go check it out. And the second cover song that really sticks to mind is Blooming in the Mud. I think, well, it's also a very powerful, passionate ballad. Huh, seems to be a pattern for me in cover songs. I tend to choose ones that are powerful, passionate, and a ballad. But this was a very, very special cover for me. One, because I was able to duet with one of my biggest idols in singing in Hololive, Tokoyami Towasama, my amazing senpai who has a groundbreaking voice, literally tenshi. Absolutely angelic, passionate, and just powerful vocals that I've ever heard. So being able to duet such a powerful song with her and being able to keep up with her power is something that I'm really honored to be able to have done. And I just love Blooming in the Mud as well. Another song that also has a very personal and emotional connection to me. Again, I would highly recommend you read the lyrics and understand the message of the song. But I think to date, Honto no Oto was hard. Blooming in the Heart was harder. Blooming in the Mud was harder. It is to this day the most difficult song that I've had to record. Not just because of the emotion, but being able to hit the notes in that song is extremely difficult. I do not know how the original singer was able to do it. Absolutely crazy. But I'm really happy with how that cover turned out. And yeah, if you haven't, please check it out. The future, plans, goals, dreams. Do I have any? Of course. But it's kind of hard to kind of say concretely what my goals are, short term, long term. At the moment, my sole focus is just being able to create more. I want to create more music, more covers, and improve on my singing. That's kind of the long term goal and the current goal that I'm working towards. For dreams, I do have one big dream when it comes to music creation. I want to be able to put on a live show one day. I don't know if it's possible, but I am crossing my fingers. I'm trying to manifest that. And in order to do that, I really want to create more original music and spread my music across the world. I want to be able to resonate with people with my music. I want to leave like a little lasting impression on those who listen to my music. And yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I just want to do more, create more. And it really means the world to me that there are people out there who enjoy listening to my music, who enjoy my creations, my creativity, I suppose. So thank you so much for all the support. And I guess that's it for the very first Brewing and Grooving the Bay. On the next segment, I'm going to be talking about Psycho, which is my newest original song, so get excited about that, look forward to it. But that's it for this segment, and I leave you with my new song, Psycho, just to hype you up. If you haven't heard it, here is your chance. And yeah, that's it. I will talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.